by Kapugin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst, because Jesus Christ can satisfy the hunger and thirst of the human spirit. He alone, beloved, can fill that God-shaped vacuum within an individual's life. He alone can fill your life to abundance and overflowing. Oh, how blessed and how wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive his gift of eternal life. We read in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 15 and 16, And whosoever believeth in him, speaking of Jesus Christ, verse 14 said, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that's Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. O beloved, to perish means to be eternally separated from God, both in Hades and in the lake of fire. But, beloved, to believe in Jesus Christ is life eternal. Verse 16, For God so loved the world, speaking of the human race, that he gave his only begotten Son, that glorious gift of Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. O beloved, to live forever. What a privilege to live forever, to have eternal life. And, beloved, that's ours in Christ Jesus, eternal life. Again, we read in 1 John 5 and verse 11 and 12, And this is the record, God's word is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. This life is in Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God. Beloved, Jesus Christ is the way of life everlasting. He that hath the Son hath life. Do you have the Son? Do you have Jesus Christ living in you through the person of the Holy Spirit of God? Have you opened your heart and believed on the Lord Jesus, accepting him as Savior, being born again by the Holy Spirit of God? He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So, beloved, do you have life eternal? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus, received him as Savior, and been born again by the Holy Spirit of God? If not, right now, open your heart to him and cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave, and that you live today. And I ask you to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to give to me your gift of salvation and eternal life Beloved, he's willing. He's ready to do it. If you will put your faith and trust in him, accepting him and him alone for salvation and eternal life, for he is the way. No man comes to God the Father except through him. He is the only way. So believe in and receive Jesus Christ as Savior into your life. Oh, beloved, then you too can have eternal life. John chapter 10 and verse 28. John 10:28. Let me read it to you, beloved. Jesus said, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Eternal life, and they shall never perish. "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." And so, beloved, we have a triune security in Jesus Christ. First of all, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. John 3:6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh," physical birth. "That which is born of the Spirit is spirit," spiritual birth. Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto you, ye must be born again." And, beloved, that is the second birth. That is the new birth. That is being born into the family of God. Once we put our faith and trust in Jesus, the Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation, as we've already seen in previous broadcasts. He is God's seal, God's guarantee of our salvation. And so, beloved, we have this promise that we have the Holy Spirit living in us, and then we're in the hand of Jesus Christ. He said, "No man's able to pluck them out of my hand, and my Father which gave them to me," God the Father gave us to Jesus Christ. He chose us before the foundation of the world, we're told in Ephesians 1. And he gave us to Jesus Christ. We belong to God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit indwells us. We're in the hand of God the Son. And verse 29 of John 10, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Oh, beloved, we're triune security in Jesus Christ. Believing in him, you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, you're in the hand of the Lord Jesus, you're in the hand of God the Father. Oh, yes, what a wonderful place of security is ours in Christ Jesus. Again, we read in the book of Romans, chapter 5, and verse 21. Romans, chapter 5, and verse 21. "That is, sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." There it is again, beloved. Eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Every child of God has this glorious gift of eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 John again, chapter 1 and verse 2, we read these words, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us." This is the Apostle John, and he's writing this epistle. And he says in verse 1, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. The word manifested, the life was revealed, and we've seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. And that's Jesus Christ is who he's talking about. Jesus Christ is the one that the Apostle John and the 12 disciples walked with here upon earth. They touched him. They were aware of his presence. The Apostle John leaned upon the breast of the Lord Jesus. He loved him with the love of God. And Jesus loved John just like he loved the other disciples, and he loves you in the same way, for God is love. Oh, yes, beloved, God is love. He's the source of love. He is love itself personified. And so we're told, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. 1 John 4:7. Love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You see, beloved, that's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is the manifestation of God the Father, we read in Colossians chapter 2. And Jesus is the revelation of love personified. For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, to have Jesus is to have life eternal, to have love, and to know the forgiveness of sin. Again, here in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 25, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Oh, yes, beloved, eternal life. It's ours through Jesus Christ. We read in verse 24, let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Oh yes, beloved, eternal life. Notice again, 1 John chapter 5 again. Let me read it to you one more time. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. And we know. Until next time, goodbye.